The NFL has kind of started. And that's something I wanted to address this morning just briefly, because I was producing some shows yesterday where I learned that you can bet on the NFL preseason. Do any of you out there bet on the NFL preseason? Now, I'm not one, not super heavy into sports betting, and there's, you know, it's fine. If you want a sports bet, you can sports bet. That's your preference. And I respect all that do or don't or whatever the case may be. But betting on the NFL preseason at this point, I think, is just, that might be where I find it to be too much. I don't know anybody personally that has, but I do know that they make it available. And it's just getting to the point where the NFL is just, it's not shocking at this point. This isn't breaking news. This isn't my own personal development. But there are people out there that get, you know, that I'm sure are going to get frustrated if they bet. But all of these players are coming into the game. Everything is so random. Everything's about repetition and practice and experience for the players that are on the team. That if you're betting to see who's going to win or how many players are going to get yards in a game or playing time in a game, you know, whatever the markers are to hit. I was just shocked by that. It's just so interesting how encompassed everybody is and everything is in the NFL. Some people get frustrated as well. I know. Now, these people I know personally who watch the games, and they get frustrated with the team's performance. I know the Steelers are undefeated now in the preseason. They didn't lose a preseason game last year. And so that's exciting, right? Woo. You know, okay, they didn't lose in the preseason, but then they started the year 3-7. So, you know, I mean, I just think that's interesting. It is to me that you can gamble on the NFL preseason, and people get frustrated at how the team's playing the preseason. You don't see that in any other sport. You know, the fall hockey games that are played as they go through their training to get ready for the season. Nobody is really hard pressed on Major League Baseball spring training. Like, imagine that. Like, the entire month of March, that you're just glued to your television when the Pittsburgh Pirates play teams like the New York Yankees in spring training, or Tampa Bay, or they play the Mets. You're glued to your TV like, ooh. That's just, I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean, when you have these games, I mean, it's good just to appreciate the sports as they are. Right, like I would watch spring training if it were on television just because I like the nature of baseball. I would go to Bradenton and watch a game of Pirates in spring training because I enjoy the nature of baseball, not necessarily to gamble on it, not necessarily to you know, cheer and be crazy overhyped about whether the Pirates won or lost. So, the fact that it's the NFL, but I mean, it's the NFL, though. We've been starved for football for how long, though? I get that. But exercising patience in this would also be important. So, I implore you out there to exercise patience. Football's right around the corner. The games that really matter, they're starting now in about a month. Less than a month. So, just stay patient. A couple more preseason games. Enjoy the nature of football for it. If you want to gamble on it, I mean, that's fine. But I just find that nuts that people want to gamble on these preseason games. If you or somebody you know does, I mean, call me and tell me why. 412-928-9370. I just want to gain the perspective because I haven't been able to talk to anybody personally who wants to gamble on these games. But I just want to hear the side. Like, what makes you so passionate about preseason football? Now, I'm not saying that you can't enjoy preseason football. Like, it was awesome to watch the Steelers, and there's so much that we can get into as well that we very well may get into later about the Steelers and how they played. There's something to appreciate about preseason football. But for those of you that get like super passionate and super upset, or you know, you go crazy over these games, or you feel inclined to gamble, like you can predict the outcomes of so many parts of those games, call and tell me why. If you do, 412-928-9370. You can also, again, hit me up on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. We'll talk about the Steelers in the next segment. Mike Tomlin spoke as well, so I'll play his brief comments for you as well in the next segment. Let's talk about the Pirates a little bit, because they lost 2 of 3 over the weekend. They had a rainout on Saturday, so they had to play a split doubleheader yesterday, and they won the first of those games, lost the second one in a close game in extra innings. That second game went to extra innings, and the Pirates lost in that second game.